Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Jordan, let's start off with gold and a quick comment here regarding gold's continued rebound this month. It has already taken out fairly significantly now the high from last month and maybe put in a nice bottom there throughout March in that potential double bottom scenario. Either way, we can still look at this downtrend line that's been in place for this 7 month downtrend and say gold isn't quite there in terms of breaking out of that. I know some people are drawing different lines, but at least what I'm seeing on the chart is gold still is not quite broken out of that downtrend, but this rebound has been encouraging. How are you viewing this rebound in gold?
Yeah, well, the first thing I'll say about downtrend lines is looking at the price action in gold. I mean, it's clear there's quite a bit of resistance around 1950 in that area. So, I mean, you can draw whatever lines you want, and maybe gold will break above those lines. But as long as it's below 1950, there still isn't enough evidence just from breaking the line to say that it's broken the downtrend. So you got to be careful with downtrending lines, because so many times a market can break above that, yet it can just, after it does its oversold rally, it can just reverse back lower again and continue the downtrend. But anyway, with that being said, we have the 200-day moving average in gold, which is around 1860 or just below it. You referenced the double bottom. So yeah, there's a bit of a W bottoming pattern. There's a bit of a neckline there around 1750. And so breaking above 1750 gives us upside to 1825. And when I just look at the chart and I try and pinpoint where the most resistance would be, I come up with 1825 to 1850. So that's what I've been telling my subscribers, that the best case scenario, if this is just an oversold rebound, is we're running to 1850. If you look at the monthly chart, there's quite a bit of resistance, I think around 1900. So, and I think the 50% retracement is around, I want to say 1860 to 1880, somewhere in there. So those are the key levels that I'm watching, but I feel good that gold's going to go to 1825. I think 1850 is also in play here.
So Jordan, are you considering this nothing more than an oversold rally? Because in all fairness, on the daily chart, you look at gold and I'm looking at the continuous contract. It did drop down into an oversold territory at the beginning of March, but it wasn't there for very long.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I just don't know. And of course, people like me are supposed to come on here and give definitive statements, but and I've probably done that in the past and been wrong at times, but I just don't know, to be honest. I mean, it's possible that the correction ended in price, but not in time. It's possible gold could go to 1825 or 1850 and then sell off after that. It grind around in the upper 1700s or lower 1800s. I mean, that's a possibility. I just don't know. It'll depend on kind of the macro fundamental and macro technical picture. It's going to depend, and I've talked about this ad nauseum, it's going to depend on the stock market, because we need precious metals to outperform the stock market for this rebound to have legs. So tell me what's going to happen with the stock market, and that'll give me a better sense where gold is going. And I mean, the stock market, I don't know if it's going to crash, but we are seeing a lot of worrisome signs. And who knows? I mean, if sometime this year the stock market will, let's just say it corrects at least 15 to 20%, if that happens, then I would say, yeah, the bottom's probably in for gold, and and it will strengthen when the stock market has that correction.
Okay, that's interesting that you refer back to the U.S. equity markets, because we've been talking a lot about them this week, and there's actually been a number of generalist technicians that I've had on that have said that they are seeing weakness in the markets, and actually a couple that started to take short positions. Have you noticed over the last, let's say, month that we have seen this rotation out of some of the maybe high-flying U.S. equity stocks into more of these defensive sectors, which also can include precious metals?
Yeah, I have noticed that. But again, it really comes down to, is this just an oversold bounce and the market being too overbought, so it needs to correct? And, you know, I don't like the term safe havens, but the perceived safe havens like gold are in bonds, they got really oversold, so they're going to rebound. And so that's really the question. Is this just it's just a correction for all these markets? That's really the question. And so that's why we have to keep our eye on how is gold performing relative to not just gold, but the gold stocks also. How are they performing relative to the stock market? And I mean, it's kind of been, I guess it's strengthening a little bit in the last couple of days, but up until that point, it's been muted. But that's okay. I can't project, honestly, with respect to gold and gold stocks against the stock market right now. I just don't know if this is just an oversold, you know, a correction for each. And even if that's the case, Corey, like I said, we could still get up to 1850. There will be some legs to this rebound. But when gold gets to resistance, when GDX gets to resistance around 37, 38, we have to see how it fares from there. And especially relative to the stock market, that will tell us a lot. And last point is, I think the large caps, the Dow Jones U.S. Gold Mining Index, that's been strengthening. So that is a good sign, because the large caps, I mean, they led this decline. They were really weak before we saw weakness in the juniors, and they've been leading this rebound. So that is one feather in the cap for the sector, I would say. You know, we'll see how far that index and the seniors can run, because if they keep running and they're getting inflows as, you know, gold hits 1850 and GDX hits 3738, then that would be a good sign that it could continue past those points.
Okay. So right now, more of a wait and see, but still with that upward bias for gold and gold stocks. You even said your target there for GDX and around that 3738 level. That's really close to the highs of the year, which happened at the very beginning of the year, right at 39. So any decisive break, that is encouraging, especially if it holds for all these gold investors. What about silver, too? Silver has just been trading in this range. So it was stronger than gold as gold was correcting. But now that gold's bouncing back, there's been the argument that silver has been showing a little bit of relative weakness compared to gold. What are your views on silver?
Well, silver is interesting because the reason it's been underperforming is we have the rally in bonds and the dollar. Let's just say it's been holding up because I know it started to weaken. But in that type of environment, you're going to see gold outperform silver. And previously, you know, gold was underperforming because it was a growth plus inflation environment. Now, with silver and the silver stocks, it's really interesting because if you look at the daily charts, you'll say, oh, this looks like a bullish consolidation. This is fine. But if you look at the like weekly or monthly charts, for example, I mean, the monthly charts for silver and the silver stocks, they show really heavy selling around the peaks, like for multiple months, you know, really big selling. So there's quite a bit of resistance in silver, you know, from 28 to 29 in that area. Silver's having a good day today. I'd love to see if it could make its way up to 28. That would be encouraging. Technically. And, you know, same thing for the silver stocks, SIL and SILJ. It's just curious because if I look at the monthly chart, you know, there were huge selling around the peaks, around those resistance levels. So I mean, best case scenario for silver and the silver stocks is they keep rallying here, they get close to resistance, and then we'll see more selling from those levels. So I think they need a lot more time to break through those resistance levels. But it would be encouraging if silver could get up to 28 on this move. So that'll be something to watch for. If it can close above 2650 and get up to 27, it can probably reach 28. So that's the level I'm watching.
Okay. Well, it's still within that range, but at least at the upper part of that range. Jordan, when it comes to this falling U.S. dollar, obviously it has helped commodities broadly. Any commodities sector that you're paying attention to, either on the long side or to the short side?
Well, I think bigger picture, it's something I talked, I want to say like a month ago or so, but just looking at the monthly charts of a lot of commodity industries, silver stocks, I spoke about the monthly resistance there. You see the same thing in rare earth stocks, for example, and also uranium stocks. Like they've started to sell off. When you look at the two, like if you look at Cameco, for example, and look at a monthly chart. If you look at a monthly chart of the uranium stock ETFs or Cameco, you can see that in the last couple months, it's starting to get tired. You know, and this month there's a threat of it putting in a black candle. You know, we're seeing more of the long wicks the last couple months. So I just think commodity stocks in general, I know that I think copper stocks are showing, if you look at the COPX, that looks better. But aside from that, some of these other subsectors and commodities, they're still showing, I guess they're getting a little bit of a bid, but just the charts are showing, the monthly charts, just too much resistance around the recent highs. So strength in commodities, I think it's just a daily chart thing. It's a short-term thing. I don't think they're going to move up and make higher highs this year. I think they're more likely to, the closer they get to resistance, you know, we're more likely to see some selling again at those points. So that's something to keep in mind. I mean, we had a great run, so I just don't think it's going to continue.
Well, and that's a key consideration, right? Commodities have gone on a great run, really, for about a year now, and we saw a rotation from certain commodities into other commodities and really just digesting some of those gains, even if it is for this full year. That can still be positive, especially as we head into next year and the environment that we are in. But I know everybody wants breakouts to be happening, but hey, that's just the way commodities work sometimes, and we do need to understand the bigger picture here. Jordan, appreciate your time. Thanks for the update this week. We'll chat again next week. I hope you have a great rest of your week.